Okay, morning, Shavuot Tov. We are discussing a very important part which connects both Parshas Lech Lecha and Parshas Vayera. We know that there are Asara Nisyonot, there's a Machlokas in the Rishonim, what exactly the Asara Nisyonot. The beginning of last week's Parsha was the concept of Lech Lecha. And we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu the concept of by nisya baderech, when you travel, you lose your shame, you lose your money. Hashem promises them everything. And how shocked are we when you open up to Perek Yedbet very, very quickly? It's vayisa haloch v'naso anegba. It's looking good. Vayikra vayivin mizbeach vayikra b'shem Hashem. The pasuk right before that, it's all looking good, right? He's in the south. He's in Eben Shmuel. He's building a great community. It's all a give out. I mean, there you should know, since you've been there are paved roads. They even call it Kvishim Holandim. It's like unbelievable. Like, unbelievable. It's beautiful, cats. But then we're shocked. What are we shocked about? And that's the question that you're forced to ask. In Perek Yebek, Pasuk Yud, what does it say? Vayira av Baretz. Vayira Avram Mitzrayim lagur sham ki chaved arav Baretz. Now there are three questions that we're going to ask on this pasuk, okay? Which is, it says, "Vayira av Baretz, Vayira Avram Mitzrayim al Agur Sham ki Chaved Arav Baretz." What questions do you ask here?
Repeating
the word what?
Baretz and Rav.
Right, Rav. Right. It is, the emphasis is that the Rav is in the Baretz, but everybody know Vayira av Baretz, Vayira Avram Mitzrayim al Agur Sham. Why? Because there was a Rav. Shkoyach. I already read the first part of the pasuk. We open the windows. It's a little hot. Please, that it's Rav, right? There's famine, right? Sorry, Sammy, right? Sammy's like, how are we playing basketball today when it's going to be freezing outside? There's sun, Sammy. Right, he Rav. Number one is the repetition of Rav. What's going on? What else are you asking? What else are you asking? What? Oh, okay. Mr. Tyler says, seemingly he failed a test to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Tyler's coming with preconceived information that this is one of the 10 tests. And that he's failed by not staying in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a lot of assumptions. Number one is, there is a test here. Okay, that's number one. That in itself is a machlokas. Okay. Number two, meaning the one we're not going to go, there's the sheet of the Netziv, the Chuzan, I'm sorry. Everyone agrees it's a test. The question is that the purpose of what's being brought down here? Most people say that that's the purpose here, that it's a test of Avram. The Netziv, now for now, the Netziv has a whole thesis, starting in Perek Yedal of Pasuk Hei of the Dora Palaga. Okay, straight through in Perek Yedal of Avram Melachim et Chamisha to say, this is not a real, there is a test, Derech Agav of Avraham, but really, it's just to tell me about the Hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on how we're acting, based on Avram and Yitzchak Yaakov. But that's not, we're not going to deal with that, that would be a shiur in of itself. Okay, but Tyler says there's a test. Now, Tyler says it's to teach us that he failed the test, that he should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, question number two is, what is the test? Your assumption is the test should have been, he should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Is that true? And if, is that the exact test? Let's define what the test is. And Tyler says, okay, both on a micro level, but I want to talk both on a macro level. On a micro level, we see that he failed. That means he did something wrong. That means the Avos, we could say something about the Avos and the Imahos, that they did something wrong, that they sinned. Can I say that? Can I say, do I have permission? Number one is, in this case, that Avram actually sinned. And number two, is that a problem? Is that a problem? Do I have the Yeshua? Do I have the cartes to be able to say, you know what, Avram messed up? Within that, I'd like to go over the general hashkafah and to be able to, how we approach Tanakh as a part one. And part two, well, then we'll go into Chazal also and how to deal with difficulties within hashkafah. And that's what I'd like to do. Within that, we can even compare, in the sources in front of you, we can compare this to Rut. Why do I compare it to Rut, which we read on Shavuot? Because they're also Vayihi b'mishvot ha-shoftim, in the fourth source in front of you. Vayihi ra'av ba'aretz. Vayelech ish v'beilech mido lagur b'stei mo'av hu v'ishto v'shnei banav. V'shem ha'yishalim melech v'shem ishto no'ami v'shem shnei banav machlom v'chliyon ha'fratim v'beilech yudah. Vayavos te moav ayusha. Vayamat elimelech ishnami vatisher yishmei banem. Seemingly very, very, very similar type of case. If Elimelech is a chashav dude, right? Shemish, right? He, what happens? He leaves Eretz Yisrael because there's a rav, and he dies. Now, the question we will do, number one is, should we and can we compare the cases, and should we make a are there distinctions in the text that already tells us that you can make a chiluk? Any distinctions that you see or comparisons? I already started making one comparison, which is my Yirah Baretz. Okay? What are the other either comparisons or distinctions? Yeah?
The second reference to my Yirah Baretz, I guess the person who's stressing the fact that there was a famine in the land, like, maybe it was really, really bad, and Avram was reluctant, whereas by Noah.
Yeah, fair. That would be one distinction that's brought down in the Sefer by Yehoshua Bachrach, also, okay, en route, that he says that, okay, what is the test? Before we just say what Noah says, I want to take one step back. What is the test that Tyler had said? What's the test? So it's not so simple that the test is he should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's already based on what we said. If you look at the Midrashim and what Rashi brings down, there are two other formulations of what the test is. What's the test? So the first Midrash says in the Midrash Agadah, in the second source, Zaya Niseon Shini, Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rav B'Yamav, V'Nitzrach Le'Rei L'Mitzrayim L'Gur Sham. Hashem brought a Rav and he had to go to Mitzrayim to live there. Now we're used to hearing the next midrash, which Rashi brings down, which is what? What is the test? Hevi ra'av lo'olam nasato. This is the psikta zutrata. V'zeh echad mi'asara minim rav shebo'olam. V'af ha'pikei lo hikpid. V'lo hir her achar midotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? We said the introduction was in the context Hashem promised them everything. You're going to be leaving Haran, leaving where you came from, Chutz La'aretz. I'm going to promise you everything. And boom! In seconds, what happens? Now he doesn't have it. Ra'av Ba'aretz, says Rashi, quoting from this Midrash. This Ra'av, as Noah has said, is Davka in Eretz Yisrael. L'nasoto im yeharher achar dvarav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shamar lo lelechet Eretz Kanaan. And now, he's forcing him to leave. Is he going to have hirhur b'midot, chisaron b'itachon? How can it be? God just told me to come here. I left everything. And now all of a sudden, he doesn't provide. However, the second way to formulate the test is not whether he's having hirur achar midot, whether to leave or not. The second way to do it is once he's leaving, what is his mindset to leave? Meaning, what's he planning on doing? And femo, right? The pasuk says in both places lagur, which means, and that's what the midrash says in the midrash akadah. What's he planning on doing? The test is not whether he shall leave or not, and have within the concept of here, who, like Rashi said. The second possible formulation of the test is he's allowed to leave. He hasn't failed Tyler. But what? Is he going just lagur? Or is he going lishtakeh? Is he going just temporarily? Because there's a famine. Or is he going there, what? To stay there indefinitely. There we already see the Svorno says in our parsha, lagur. What is lagur? And we know this from Pesach. Right? The concept of lagur means what? Temporary. Right, not lishtakeh, temporary. Ger v'toshav, right? Avram Avinu is going to say in Parshat Chayisara, ger v'toshav. Right, I'm a resident, but I'm also a stranger. Gerut is a language of what? Of not the concept of not being a full citizen, but certain temporary transients. And this, if you read the midrash carefully, was what the test was. Shevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rav B'Yamav. The test was, is he going to what? Just stay there temporarily and not full time. And according to this, this would be the distinction between even before the distinction. Some say that this exactly is the pshat in root. The Malbim says this is exactly it's domeh. It's exactly similar between root and Abraham. Because root says, Vayhi b'mishvor ha-shoftim. Vayehi ra'av ba'aretz. Vayelech ish mevi lechem Yehuda. Lagur b'stei Moav. Lagur b'stei Moav hushto b'shnei banav. Says the Malbim. Beautiful. He says there was no problem with leaving. There was no problem with leaving at all. Why? The Malbim explains. Yisaper ha'siba. She'iniyat elimelech. I'm in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 source. Malbim. Right? Now what? Yisaper ha-siba, what forced Elimelech to leave Eretz Yisrael chutz la'aretz? Mimnei sha'ya, pimei shvor ha-shoftim. Sha'yamim ha'ila amar. On these days, it says, there was no melech b'Yisrael. Everyone did whatever the heck they wanted. It was an anarchy. Each ha-yasha b'en av-yaseh. Ve'gam lo ha-ya as shofet echad miyuchad l'kol Yisrael. Sha'az ha-ya shofet otzer ba'am. There was no proper sovereignty. Ki ha-ya b'en shofet l'shofet. Sha'az ha-yu shoftim rabim. Ha-chafet imo ha-yadot. Do whatever you want. Ve'in mora shofet ha-am. As we know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, Ilmalei mora shel malchut. If you don't have a certain fear of the malchus, yishet reyu chayim b'lo. It's anarchy. Ve'chazal mitzatam amra oyledor she'shaftu ha-shofteim. Zochini, that's why it says Vayira Barat. What's gonna happen? All the poor people were gonna do, gather together, knocking on the delit of all the wealthy and affluent people in the city. If they don't force them to give them money, what's gonna happen? They're gonna force their it's dangerous. Suffix sakanas the fascists. There's no proper statutes, no proper laws. What was he? He was an Isha Shiraya. He was afraid the Aniyim would fall on him, Vishlu, and totally wipe him out. But at the beginning, the Pasuk emphasizes he's allowed to go. But what, Mr. Altman? Lo halach lishtakea, rach lagur. Not only lagur, but where? Bistei Moav explains the Malbim. Right? Until Yavor Zam, not in the city, in the Krach Rak, Bistei Moav, Kimit Gorer Basadeh. Right, a tent, right, a 2-star hotel, not like to build a whole big cottage and a whole big palace and 4 floors and 18 rooms and a ping pong table and a foosball table. You name it, no! Okay, now, he only went, Kimit Gorer Basadeh, Lefisha, Vechina Gam, Shaya Itra Aviagon, Lo Yatza Misham, only Elimelech went. Etc. So far, so good. What's the problem? Problem is the problem is that when he got there, is by avos they more vayusham. The problem is that what he changed his mind. When he got there, he decided, you know what, I can make a really good living out of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's not lagur. But the problem was that he left Eretz Yisrael. That's one pirush within root that says that the reason why he left was there's an isur to leave Eretz Yisrael, which is the machlokas rishonim. The problem is, what exactly is the Isur? The problem is, he should have lagur, and that very much parallels to what we did. The third interpretation would then be that there is absolutely no problem, or to make a distinction between Ruth and Abraham, that he shouldn't have left at all. Vayira Baretz, how did Avram leave to say that he didn't sin? That's what Noach said. Ki chaveda ra Baretz. Okay, that Avram shouldn't have left. Why? Excuse me, Avram could leave. The reason is why? Chaveh Rabar, it's Onus Rachman Patra. So what we've seen till now are different approaches. Could Avram leave? One approach says Avram could leave, no problem. And that's the emphasis. Ki Chaveh Rabar, he's Onus Rachman Patra. Okay, versus what? Root versus Elimelech, he shouldn't have left. And that's why he was killed. What? Not even though he was a Rav, he shouldn't. Even though he was a Rav, he shouldn't have left. And it was a Chavkat, and that's the difference. Chavet a Rav versus not Chavet a Rav. He should have stepped up. Okay, why was he killed? That's only Isser Doraita, right? Maybe it's Isser Doraita, maybe a higher level for Tzadikim, right? Or the Parnas Ador. That's one Perush. Second Perush is what? They both could have left. It's no problem. There's a Ra'av. The issue is what? Lagur or not Lagur. Okay, and that's the reason why Elimelech was killed. Okay, that's the second Perush, before your questions. Third Perush is, okay, the third question is, should have Avram had the bitachon not to leave? Okay, forget about Chaveh Rav Ba'aretz. Should Avram had the bitachon, as opposed to Elimelech, maybe the meaning again, even though it says Chaveh Rav Ba'aretz, maybe it's parallel to Elimelech, or maybe it's not parallel to Elimelech. Okay? This is where the Ramban comes in. The Ramban comes in and says that it's parallel to Elimelech according to that one Pirush that he sinned. He shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. Okay? There's no excuse of Chaveh Rav Ba'aretz. The issue is not Lagur. But the issue is he shouldn't have left Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban says, first of all, Hine Avraham yirah leMitzrayim mibnei Arav lagur sham lachiyot nafsho bimei habatzorot vaMitzrayim ashku oto chinam lakach tishlo vaKadosh Baruch Hu nakom nekvatam benegayim gedalim vohotziu misham mibnei bekesef zahav vegam tzibah laparo anashim lishalcham. Says the Ramban in one of his famous passages, the concept of Maaseh Avot Siman LeBanim. This is not just Stam that he went to Mitzrayim. Rav Chaim Paltiel, one of the Rishonim, asked, why did Avram Dafka go to Mitzrayim more than any other Eretz? So, as Noah said, the emphasis is that the Rav is in Eretz Yisrael. Why go to Mitzrayim? Explains the Ramban, Maaseh Avot Siman LeBanim. Because his Banim are also going to go to Mitzrayim because of the Ra'av LaGur Sham Ba'aretz, as we say on Pesach every single year. VaMitzrayim, VaMitzrayim Yirulahim, they're going to make our lives miserable by right by Imaruat Chayim. V'Chumehem Nashim Kasher Mar V'Chulabat Techayun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take Nikama B'Negayim Gedolim. What's B'Negayim Gedolim? Aseret HaMakot. Ad Sheyotziim B'Kesem B'Zav B'Tzon U'Bakar Mekneh Kaved Me'od V'Achrichin Yetzu B'Rechush Gadol V'Echziku B'Yam Le'Shalcha Min Haaretz. Explains the Ramban, and this is his coined phrase, what we say, Maaseh Avot Siman LeBanim, that Lo Nafal Davar Mikol Me'ura Ha'av Shelo Yikom Nikmatam B'Negayim Gedolim. Sorry. Lo Nafal Davar Mikol Me'ura Ha'av Shelo yu bibanim. There's nothing that happened in Sefer Breishit to our avot that is not trailblazing, that's not happening to us in the future. Okay, this is the question of Rashi and the Ramban of Rav Yitzchak. Why do we start the Torah with the stories of Breishit? We should just start with the mitzvahs. Is it in a mitzvah book? Why do I do mitzvahs? Check, because I have to be an Eved Hashem. The answer of what the Nitziv says is that it's a Sefer Hayashar teaching us how to be like our avot, to the point that if I did not have all of these stories in Sefer Breishit, there would be a fundamental chisaron in my kiyum mitzvot. This is seemingly how to read the Ramban, not necessarily within Rashi. There is something chaser in my mitzvot if I did not have Sefer Breishit. How to, and we're going to say, midot, how to learn from our avot, and all that's happening to us. At the same time, he says, this is what the Midrash says, the Ramban. Go and trailblaze the derech for your children. Everything you'll find in Abraham happens to his children. Abraham says, Vayira Baretz, Am Yisrael says, in Parshat, Vayigash, Kizesh Natayim Arav Bekerav Haaretz. Now, after all this, and tremendously so, I highly recommend that you learn Rashi this year. If you have time, you do Rambans. There's a small booklet that says about the important Yisodistik Rambans, Hashkafik Rambans. This is one of them. Okay, that really, you want to know proper Jewish philosophy, you do these Rambans on the Torah. Mamash amazing. Says the Ramban, Vida, when you read this parsha, you should know, not like we said, Ki Chaveda Rav Ba'aretz, Onus Rachman Apatre, not the din of Lagur versus Lishtakea, but he says, Vida ki Avram avinu chata gadol vishkaga, a big sin. Shevi ishto atzadeket mimichshol avon mibnei pachado penyage. Right, he brought his wife down because of his fear. Vayalo liftoach v'ashem yishadat bitachon in Hashem. Shiatzil oto v'et ishto v'et kol ashalo. Ki yesh v'elohim koach la'azor la'atzil. Because, Mr. Altman, Hashem has the power to save and to help. Gam yitziyato min haaretz shenitavel b'tchila b'nei rav avon asher chata. Because God could take you out. Yeshua Hashem terrifying. Ka'el Elohim b'rav yiftena mimavet. Mr. Oh, summer. V'al ma'isa zed nigzar al zaro ha'galut b'eretz v'shayim b'yapar. B'mokum ha'mishpat shama ha'resha v'achit. Says the Ramban, like Tyler said, that he didn't have bitachon. And therefore, he sinned. Now, the Ramban, Rashar Hirsch, comes and says, from this micro, we get into the macro. What's your question?
Your question is, it's not fair.
Oh, it's not fair. Why is it not fair? Good.
Everybody needs to be Shtadel.
Oh, it's fair. Good. We're going to get to Rashar Hirsch right now. Okay? Both in the micro and the macro, we're going to say, how is this possible? You see a tremendous tension in the Farshim and Drashim. Can I say the Avos and the Imos sin? Can I say that? Here the Ramban, who's a pretty big gadol, says, reads the Pasuk and says, Avram sinned. Says, Noach, it's not fair. There's a concept called Ein Sof Chenal Anes. So we're going to see that. But before that, Rashad Hirsch gives a tremendous introduction for us. And the reason I bring this up is because there's a tremendous strife, not only in the Parshanim, in how to approach learning, but in regular Hashkafa. How do I view Gedolim? Do I view Gedolim that they're perfect? They're Malachim? The art scroll books? Right? That they were born this way? They never had a taiva in their lives? That's one extreme, which we see. For example, we're going to read later on about Tekanei Rachel Ba'achota. Rachel was nervous, was jealous about her sister. What does Rashi immediately say? She was, what type of kinam was it? It was a good type of kinam. Kinam b'maaseh tovim. We're going to see straight out a tremendous, how can you talk about our avos, our rishonim? Dome l'malach Hashem Tzvakos. L'halacha, you have to try to find a Rebbe that's dome l'malach Hashem Tzvakos, the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, in Perakei Ahelachos Tamator. But I thought, bo nina Torah l'malach Yasharik. So there's, on one level you have extreme to say what? They do no wrong. And then you have the other extreme. What's the other extreme? They're human like us. They're not special. I'll knock them down. Right? That's two extremes. Obviously, what I'm going to try to present is to some healthy balance in the middle. Okay, but before we get that, Rashar Hirsch brings this up. Rashar Hirsch says, Vayira Ba'aretz, Hasipur HaPoteach B'minim Eile Yesh Bo Kedei Latmiya B'mabat HaRishon. You're perplexed when you first look at it. Avram azav et haaretz hayudah lo kakes. Avram leaves Eretz Yisrael, the destiny. Hu lo batach b'Hashem. Azan hu mefarnes gam be'eretzia. V'nirim adverim b'maror eshon shu siken et shloma. Hamusari shal ishto kedei lachiyot et nafsho. How could this be, Mr. Phelps? V'ina afilu im b'yadenu yashik et kol tmiot. Afilu ne'elatzim, even if you want to say like the Ramban, which he quotes what we just said, it's not going to break our fundamental philosophy in our belief in Hashem and how we look at Gedolim. He says, "Ein Torah matziga et Gedolei Yisrael ki idealim b'tachlit hashleimut." Our Gedolei Yisrael, and he says one more line, "Ein hi me'aleha adam." We don't make people into deities. I told you, I think I told you the story. I was on a plane back ride last year from my main trip in America. And I was sitting there, was a whole mishlacha, a whole mission of some Christians. And they were coming at that time. And I sat next to two women and they asked me, you know, what do you believe within your Moses, your Moshe, your prophet? We believe that Jesus, Yeshua, he has some sort of deity. He's some sort of God. He's God. Right? I tell them, no, we don't believe that. It's true, Lokam Kemoshe, Moshe Kemoshe. But we don't believe that he's God. So the point is that, as we'll learn, that's the whole Meshech Chachma's thesis straight throughout Torah. To talk about how Moshe is very special, but people, Am Yisrael, make a tremendous mistake. And that's why he has the audacity to break the Luchos, to say that don't make me God. The only thing that's God is God itself. To the point that when we say every single night in Maariv, Kel Chai V'Kayam, Ta'aminim L'Choleim V'Ed, the first time God is known as a Kel Chai is in Sefer Yoshua, in chapter 3. Why? Says Meshech Chachma, it's the first time that Moshe died. And therefore now, Yoshua, and now people say, oh, there's actually a Kel Chai because of the tremendous mistake that people attribute to our Gedolim. Right? That's exactly what Shar Hirsch is saying. We don't believe when it's Gedolim Yisrael. We don't say Alayish that he's perfect, that he's Eloki. Turn the page. I skip the next paragraph. In a Torah ma'alima et hashkiyot. The Torah does not hide behind mistakes. Think about David HaMelech, where our Mashiach comes from, as opposed to Virgin Mary. Right? We don't hide behind mistakes. Hashkagot v'achushot shel gedolei Yisrael. Pumfakert, says Rav Shar Hirsch, which means the opposite. V'davka al yidei kach ki magbia al sipureh et chotam ha'emet. Davka through the stories of the possible mistakes of our Gedolim, it helps us understand about Torateinu HaKadosha being emet. Why? Ulam ma'amito shel davar. Yediat chetam shel Gedolei Yisrael. Once we know that our Gedolim actually sinned, einena manmicha et mutam. It does not lessen how we view them. Ela hefech, the opposite. Dmutam gidola u'me'alefet. Actually, it raises up and says it's very didactic what he's going to say right now. It is what? It makes us be able to relate to them. Now, the extreme is we relate to them that they're, you know, they're my boys. That's not what he said. But, because what would happen? The fact that they sinned, because if they were kemalachei asharis, explains the Rasha Hirsch, ilu hiziranu kulam kizohar rakia lo rebe v'shemetz pagam. If you'd say they're perfect, what would we think? The art scroll books, this is what he says. Haynu svuri, shetiv'am shonen mitiv'enu. That they were born differently. They're totally different. They're not like us at all. It's totally not in our sphere of thinking. They have no desires, they have no trust, they have no fights at all. It was pashut for them. Why do they have such good midot? Only as a result of their high level of nature, their tivam anale. It wasn't their own tremendous hard work. Right, the Chafetz Chaim didn't become the Chafetz Chaim because he worked tremendously on his quest of Lashon Hara. He was born that way. He knew it was going to be a Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. He knew that the picture would be of some random butcher in Europe, not him. But, you know, that's what it is, right? Everyone understood that he had absolutely no midot. What, you know, he had no problem whatsoever. No, chas v'shal. The point is that Chafetz Chaim had tremendous difficulty and he had to work and work, and that's why he learned it. He learned all the Rishonim to make sure to know that this is what needs to be done. Explains Rasha Hirsch. Therefore, they couldn't have been a leader for us, a role model, a dugmal mofet. He says an example, the midah of anava of Moshe, the humility of Moshe. If we would have known that he had the ability, the propensity, the inclination to get angry, we would think, why was he so humble? Vayish Moshe anav mod mikol adam. Because that's how he was born that way. V'lo lanu l'more menah. But when he says in the Chet of the Mei Meriva, especially according to the Shita Saramba, Shimuna Hamorim, that he gets angry at them and calls them a bunch of people that are rebellious people. Harimokum Shinimsad Anva Tanuto, we find his humility. There we find his galus. Who kanat anava bigiya rabba bishlita atzmit uvidun atzmit, and therefore they are figures where you can imitate, that we can understand it. The Torah tells us the chait in order for us to understand that this is something within our reach, and therefore, as much as the Ramban tells us that the chait is not something he says that should bring us into a mivucha, into a crisis of theology. Hafuch. This is what makes them have the ability to what? For us to understand is the Teva, we can work on this. However, says Rasha Hirsch, what the proper hashkaf, your proper Weltanschauung, and how to look on life is to make sure, what does he say, here in the second to last paragraph? Ulam, beterem nachrotz mishpat. You have to be very careful before saying, he sinned, you know, terrible aravos. Make sure nitponim b'uvdotam esporotkan, both here and in general. You can't be so quick to say, they did this wrong, they did this wrong. Right? It's a concept of dan lekav zchot, it's a concept of understanding what's going on in a fuller picture. So did we hear, and this is what Rasha Hirsch says, what Noach Abram would say. Avram azav et eretz kanan ki chaveda rab ba'aretz. Einu mitzapel Hashem shiuchal atel alechem b'orach pela b'itzumo sharav klali. Elu mitvakeshet mezonotam b'eretz mitzroyim. Ulam gam sham nishkef lo sakana. It's true, even there, he had danger. He had to deal with the relationship with Sarah. And there was real danger. But what do we see? It was tremendous danger. It happened even later on. Explains, I skip a line. It happens also by Yitzchak. Now he says, vihine, first word vihine. Hanakel l'ramban v'lanu, is what Noach said. It's very easy for us in the Ramban to say, Avram should have stayed in Eretz Canaan and had bitachon in Mitzrayim. I don't understand. The God who said lezarecha natati teretz hazot, the God who has the ability to mifarnes in miraculous ways, as David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Yifla Hashem chasidlo. He gives man in the midbar. Malachav yitzav lachem shvarcha b'chol derachecha. It's easy for us to say that. But you know why it's easy for us to say that? Because we read the Tanakh now as the reader. Rav Soloveitchik always said, when you learn Tanakh, there are two, there's very important. You have to learn it like it's the first time. You have to learn it Because there are different mabatim, there are different vantage points that you learn here. If you learn it like you already know the story, so when you read the Akedah this week, okay, and there's no tension. I know it's going to happen. You have to read it like the first time to be able to say, wow, this is crazy. I can't believe this. Right? To be able to do it, to understand what's the Hava meaning, just like you learn in Gemara. Okay? To understand that, number one, Kimit Chadesh. And furthermore, you understand what Rav Shah Hirsch said. It's easy for us because we're the readers. We understand it. So then Avram said, Abitachon. But Avram, this is the first time happening to him. So for us, Achri Ani Singan Rav Shavar Aleinu. Right? We know Shluchi Mitzvah, no problem. But Avraham, Banav, Lomot, Kolzot, Mitoch Anisayon. Avram was the first one. And what do we have to do? In some Chalanes, therefore, he says, not so clear that you just be so judgmental of Avraham. Furthermore, we skip ahead the connection. Okay, and what this will conclude, the connection between Lechacha and Vayera also, is the relation between Sarai and Hagar. If you read the Pesukim, you could have been very, very, read it, you're like, holy cow. Go please skip to Breishit Perek Tet Zayin. Also over here, you should have said, this is my Ima. This is the matriarch. So at the beginning, maybe. At the beginning, you could have said the matriarch has give out. No problem. Everyone look, Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Aleph, let's read the Pesukim together. V'Sarai Eshet Avram. Lo Yaldalo. So first of all, we're in Perek Tet Zayin. Already the first question is what? Eshet Avram, what? I don't know that she's Eshet Avram. You see a tremendous emphasis here. But Sarai is Eshet Avram. Tremendous relationship. You'll notice by the other Avot in Imahot, it doesn't mention Rivka as Eshet Yitzchak. Right? Or Leah and Rivka also. There's a special, special relationship between Avram and Sarai. Sarai Eshet Avram, but what? Lo Yaldalo. Velai, what does she have? Shivcha Mitzritu, Shema Hagar. Okay? There's significance to her name being Hagar, but not for now. Vatomer Sarai El Avram. Whose idea is it? Hinina Atzarani Hashem Yiledet. Bo Nile Shivchati. Whose idea? Whose Yozma? Whose initiative? It was Sarai's initiative to take what? To take Hagar. Ulai Banem Imena. Vayishma Avram Kol Sarai. What do you think? Avram's happy about this or not so happy about it? Not so happy. Right? Vayishma Avram Kol Sarai. To the point, who's the one who's active? Look at Pasuk Gimel. Vatikahu Sarai Eshet Avram. I didn't know she was Eshet Avram, right? I just read two Pesukim before. Duh. What's going on? It's telling me about the tremendous Gvura of Sarai. Vatikah Sarai Eshet Avram. Gevalt et Hagara Mitzrit. Shivchata. I didn't know that. It's emphasizing the relationships here. The Ma'amadim. Okay? What's going on? Sarai is Eshet Avram. It's her initiative, the Gvura, because we need to have Zerah Avraham to be able to continue on. Zaracha Natati et Haaretz Hazot, to be able to be Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Et Hagar Mitzrit Shivchata, after 10 years, it emphasizes 10 years, they were in Eretz Canaan. And it's all her. Batitain Otal Avraham, what would I have said? Kishivcha. That she gave to Avraham as a Shivcha. Have children? No. Tremendous gvura. Vatitain otala Avram isha lo isha. Unbelievable gvura of Sarai Imenu to isha as his wife. Then what happens? Pasuk Dalet. It's almost like flip it. Vayavol Hagar batar. 10 years not with Avram. All the treatments didn't work. Vayavol el Hagar batar. But then what happens? There's a tremendous change. Vatera ki arata, vateka give your time now. She saw that what? That Hagar was impregnated. And now she, vateka give your time now. She's looking down, being mizalzel, give your time now. Saying, looking at Sarai, look at you. Must be not such a big tzedekah. Me, for the first bial. What happens? All of a sudden, a tremendous tremendous change in scenes here. Vatomer Sarai el Avram. Chamasi alecha. Hamas, right? We're still ringing from Hamas, right? Not only the political part, or, you know, from Noah. Vatomer Sarai el Avram. Chamasi alecha. She blames him. She blames him. It was her idea. Chamasi alecha.
I didn't protest at all. I didn't say anything about it.
What is he supposed to do? It's 10 years. 10 years. She did it. It was all her. It was all her. He's going to pronounce after me. Not now. Anochi natati shivchati b'chekecha. Vateir kirat b'aykel. Now listen to the language. Yishpot Hashem b'ni b'necha. Psst. Wow. There's going to be a basin shamala between us, me and you. What do you mean between me and you? What? Use your ideal. If that's not more difficult, continue on. Vayomer Avram el Sarai. Hine shivchatech biyadech. Aha. Look what Avram says. Hine shivchatech biyadech. Right, he says, she's not my isha, shivcha. That's how I look at her. But look what he says. Asila tovina, do whatever you want her. What does she do? Vate'aneha sarai. Vate'brach mipaneha. What happened to our ima, our pure ima who's saying Tehillim, who has tremendous gvura? She's afflicting her? You know it's bad language. That's tough. We know that language from the Brit Ben Abtarim. Ger Avdut and Inoy. This is Sarai Imeinu. And she runs away. Now, if you want to say that it's so bad, even more problems in the text. Vayimtza'a Malach Hashem al Ein HaMayim Bamidbar al Ayim Der Shor. The Malach Hashem finds Hagar on the Ein HaMayim. Vayomar Hagar. Shivchat Sarai Imi Zevat Vanatelechi. Atomer, because of Sarai Giverti, Anochi Baracha. So what should the Malach Hashem said? Oh, I feel terrible for you. Here's some water. You know, put you in some sort of clinic because you were just abused. But what does she do? Vayomar la Malach Hashem, Shuvi al Giverdech, Vitani Tachat Yadav. What type of Malach Hashem is this? Right? If it's so bad that he knows, what's the Malach Hashem throwing her back into this terrible, abusive situation? Very difficult. Very difficult. How did Sarai do this? What's the change here? And what's the Malach Hashem doing? So within this, quickly, we have three machlokas rishonim. What exactly happened here? The Radak says, like the simple pshat, like we just said, Vate'aneha Sarai in the second, like the Radak on the second sheet, Asta ima yoter midah ve'avda ba b'farach. Right? She went overboard. Efshar she'aita makeh otam mikalel otam lo aita yechol lisbol barcha mipanel. Oy b'voy. Right? The Radak saying, like again, like the Ramban, that she lost it. It's true. And again, back to Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch. Does that like totally break my faith? Or does it not break my faith? Or do we understand that people are human? Even the great Gedolim. And I'll tell you, as a father of five children, I said this at a Tzvat Shabbaton 2 years ago to the guys. I always wish that there are two different types of Gedolim pictures. There's one Gedolim picture that a lot of people have, which is Rav Moshe Feinstein, older, hunched over. Right? It's the most beautiful picture. It talks about this Hasmada picture. And there's any type of variations of those pictures. You have Rav Shach giving his major Hartza'ah. These are all these pictures when these Rabbanim are 70 and up. Okay? And it's telling us about the tremendous Hasmada. The unbelievable story I heard from the Rav of Migdal Emek, of Rav Grossman, who talked about when he flew with Maran, Rav Avadya Yosef Zichron Tzadik Ibracha, and he flew with him, and all night he watched Rav Avadya just learn. They landed, and he gave shiurim, and it was 10:30. He hadn't slept, and he was still learning. Unbelievable asmada. I wish that there was another type of picture. There was a picture of a gadol when he was 37, when he was 29, when he has three kids, when he has five kids, and how he's balancing being able to be a masman, being able to be a good father, a good husband. Being Osei B'Tzarach Yitzibur, that's another picture. And there is where you could slip up and say things that you didn't mean to say. So that's what the Radak says here. And it's tough, but he says, V'chein ze ha-sipur nechteva b'Torah to teach Adam midot tovot l'archik ra'ot. As the Ramban had said before, the Radak, the purpose of the Ma'aseh Avot is to teach us gam asei tov, but also the Surah Me'rah, to understand how to work. The Ramban also says, okay, the Ramban, back to what Mr. Geller had said, Vayishma Avram l'kol Sarai, doesn't say Vayas, can he listen to Kol Sarai, because even though he really wanted children, he didn't want to do it without the Rashut of Sarai, right? His whole Ratzon was only to do what Sarai said, right? So what's Vate'aneha? Sarai Vatibrach Mipaneha? chata'a imenu binui azeh. Again, the Ramban saying in the same parsha that our matriarch, she sinned. In Avram also as an enabler. Banichu lasotke. V'shama Hashem elonya and gave him Yishmael. But not everybody agrees to this. A brilliant interpretation is brought down by the Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel, do I have it here? I thought it was in here. Yeah. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that the Vata'aneha is not a physical abuse, not that she went overboard. Rabbeinu Chananel says, "Vatomer Sarai el Avram Chamasi alecha." What is this Chamasi? V'inyan Chamasi, ki Sarah haita mishtabedet b'hagar, v'haita kufayla. What happened? That now they changed Ma'amadim, as opposed to Sarah being Eshet Avram and Hagar being what? Shivcha, they had a role reversal. And as a result of that, anybody who tastes that freedom of being able to be Eshet Avram, wow, that's gewalt. That's amazing. And now Avram says to her, Avram basically says to her, you can't be Me'aneh physically. Therefore she says, Yishpot Hashem b'nei v'necha. What's the mishpat? Shuvi el givurti vihit ani. You know what the vihit ani is? Not a physical. Right? Avram Avinu had said, look, you can't make this woman go back. Right? There's in halacha, when a person's a kohen gadol, right? It's very hard for them to go back. There's a concept of ein moridim b'kedusha. Right? You can't make them back just to be a regular kohen again. Right? So it's over here. Look what she's been. She's been Asian Avram. I can't make her a shivcha anymore. Avram's saying, it's not right. So what does Sarah say? Yishpot Hashem b'ini u'v'inecha. Comes the malach and says, you go back. Shuvia givortech v'yita'ani tachetena. What's the inoy? The inoy is not a physical torture, but it's a psychological difficulty. It's the psychological difficulty, and therefore Sarah did nothing wrong. Sarah was a tremendous yozma there, of being able to do that. But she understood for the Am Yisrael, it had to be what? Where does that, what it had to be? Sarah has to be Eshet Avram. Who is the Av and the Ima of Am Yisrael? The answer is who? The answer is Avram and Sarai. And as much as it's going to hurt Hagar to go back to the status of a Shivcha, because that's the proper Abba and Ima of Am Yisrael. Now, when we keep going on, as a result of this, this is the same idea what happens in this coming parsha. When they throw out, when the concept of Yitzchak and Yishmael, and Avram is very, very tough with this also. Avram has a tough time with this also, but the answer is that now, as much as you have to be the Abba and the Ima of the whole world, of Av Hamon Goyim, explained to my Rebbein, if you look at the Psukim there, throwing out Ishmael is what? As much as you have to be this universal figure, and it hurts him about the Beno, what is the Pasuk going to say? Kivi Yitzchaki Karel Chazara. You have to know that by Ishmael being in the same house, it's going to affect our family. It's going to affect Yitzchak, it's going to affect our Zera. It's true that you are the mechanech for the whole world to teach everybody by Yikra B'Shem Hashem, but you have to make sure that Yitzchak doesn't get too affected. And therefore, what do you have to do? You have to throw out Yishmael. So hopefully, at least as part one, we've talked about the hashkafa of how do we look at our avos within Sefer Bereishit. It's true, I didn't fully go to part two, is looking how the Gemara's talk about David HaMelech. Anybody who says David HaMelech sin is only considered a chote, okay? And about looking at Chazal, understanding Emunat Chachamim, that's part two, which we will get to. One second. The...